Time for a look at weekend activities and the weekends ahead from Nanette Weiser. It's a Weiser Wednesday at Radio St. Pete.
Well, Radio St. Pete, this is an exciting week, and we're headed into February. And, you know, February is probably my favorite month. It's February 11th is Super Bowl. February 14th, Valentine's Day, and I'll be talking next week about all the wonderful romantic things you can do. And then there's Mardi Gras. So, you know, I'm not going to give up too much. I'll probably give up chocolate this year. But I want you to put on your calendar that on the 25th, Corey Avenue in St. Pete Beach is closing down the street to have their Mardi Gras party. And on the 10th, Dunedin's Mardi Gras is one of the best. So we're rounding the corner, and we've got a lot of things planned. But let's figure out what you're going to do this week. Call your friends. Check out Radio St. Pete. Be sure to listen in. We had a terrific show last week at the study. Check in with the Radio St. Pete. Make sure you sign up for that newsletter so you know what's going on with programming. And there should be some live music somewhere on Saturday. So speaking of music, I saw Sal Valentinetti. And if you didn't hear Joe's incredible interview with the voice of America's Got Talent, forget about it. He was fabulous and funny. But this week at the Palladium, there is an Electric Light Orchestra tribute on January 25th, Ticket to the Moon, followed by the Troubadours, James Taylor and Carole King tribute on February 22nd. Also coming up at the Palladium, and this is really a terrific show to get tickets for your Valentine's Day, a Sarah Brightman tribute show premiere presented by Ilona Krasavitseva, a lyric soprano. There's going to be special guests, the Lumina Children's Choir. This is going to sell out. It's going to be incredible. There's a light show. She is just an absolutely fabulous Russian star. Also this week at the Palladium on the 27th in Hof Hall, there's lots of things coming up. The Pink Floyd Laser is at the Mahaffey on February 3rd. On January 27th, there's a Gershwin celebration at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey with the Florida Orchestra. And if you got a little country going on, why not check out Reuben Stoddard and Clay Aikens this Sunday, January 28th, at Central Park Performing Arts Center. If you haven't been to this beautiful area, you can walk. There's an incredible library with classes. But most importantly, they have a concert hall that showcases jazz, country. It's just amazing. Or perhaps Irby Gar, my friends. Are you thinking Gasparilla in Tampa? Well, if you're a little phobic about driving over the bridge, why not consider the Caddy's Indian Shores Pirate Invasion that starts at 1 o'clock. Gasparilla events listed in our friends at the Tampa Bay Times. Go online and check it out. Way too numerous, but you better have your pirate gear, and it'll be a really fun time. So looking ahead at more music, on February 4th, we have an Olivia tribute at Ruth Eckert Hall, and the Chinese Lady at American Stage Theater, Nicole Henry, the Songs of Whitney Houston at the Palladium on February 2nd. God Bless You, Mr. Rosenthal, Mr. Rosewater is the new Free Fall Theater, incredible show that's debuting on February 9th. And a favorite of mine, Michael Feinstein, February 8th at the Duke Energy Center of the Arts Mahaffey. You just can't run out of music. Gladys Knight, for those of you that were at the Clearwater Jazz Festival, is performing at the Mahaffey February 14th, a great Valentine's Day, along with Whitney James, a favorite at the Palladium. She's on the February 14th. But if you're feeling a little Beatles and you want to get along with your friends, February 15th is the Mercy Beatles at the Palladium. And then a local favorite, Brian Hughes and the crew. You know them well, James Suggs. They were at the Palladium this weekend celebrating John Lamb's birthday. They are going to be at the Palladium on February 16th. Also this week, just locally, there are some really fun things going on. The Beach Rats, which I really like this band. They're really a lot of fun. They're at Mastery's in St. Pete Beach. Mastery's crafts their own beer. They've even done a brew for other restaurants. They're going to debut a new brew down at the Cage. And then Boho Sideshow is at Mastery's on Friday. So, you know, you can always take the Sunrunner from downtown to the beach. And if you live at the beach, that's two great things to do. If you love art, there's so much great art in town. And this weekend, the Temple Beth El's annual highly anticipated art festival goes on for 2 days. It features paintings, glass, ceramics, photography, sculpture, and wood. The jewelry artists bring glittering pieces to buy, perfect in time for Valentine's Day. And the boutique gallery offers fine arts and crafts at moderate prices. There's a sculpture garden, and it is an incredible time. The Wild Space Gallery at the factory is also showcasing scientists. The Morian Arts Center this month has a terrific show. And for those of you that don't know about Gibbs High School, not only do they, you know, graduate well-trained fashion designers, theater people, the arts program there is amazing. And the Morian Arts Center is celebrating the exhibition with four decades PCCA faculty and alumni exhibition. And among the artists who have graduated Gibbs that they're showing are David Bewley, Joyce Eli Walker, Alan Johnson, and Yoko Nogami. There is just so much to see, and this goes on through March 28th. Now, let's just change our hats. And, you know, I love arts, but my husband loves WWE. And this weekend at Capitol Theater, January 28th, is The Undertaker, One Dead Man Show. You know, it's crazy, but it's really a big deal. So you can see WWE Legends this week. And on the 27th, there is the 37th Royal Rumble at Tropicana Field. It's headlined by the 30-man and woman Royal Rumble matches, and the winners of both receive a championship match opportunity at WrestleMania 40. So if WrestleMania is your thing, this is the weekend to get on board with that. In addition to that, our little nature lovers can enjoy the Florida West Coast Orchid Society. Their annual show and sale is incredibly popular, and I'm an orchid fan. My orchids love the cold weather. That's this week, January 27th through 28th, from 10 to 4 at the Seminole Recreation Center, and it's the Art of Orchids. Whether you're a beginner or a collector, this show is for you. Other things that are coming around town for arts lovers, well, right now, Kiss My Glass, which I love the name of that, David Tye's new series, is on display at a local treasure downtown, Duncan McClellan Gallery, and you can, of course, see all of the beautiful sculptures in the Peace River Botanical and Sculpture Garden in Ponte Gorda through the 18th of April. That's McClellan's glass sculptures, not often seen as a group show. He is terrific. He is, if you love the Imagine Museum in glass and you love the Chihuly and you haven't gone to the Duncan McClellan Gallery, get yourself over there now. Another thing to put on your calendar that's coming up is Trey Bazaar. It is the Cirque du Soleil. They're going to turn the trough into a big top tent from February 22nd to March 24th. And then finally, the Palladium continues its chamber series with a quintet performing Beethoven and Prokofiev on February 7th, and then there's more in May. Now, one of our favorite radio people, Sharon Fulton, now retired, most of you know her from the local radio station. Sharon, for those of you who didn't know, did a documentary, Little Satchmo. Little Satchmo is an award-winning documentary about her life as Louis Armstrong's illegitimate daughter. She and the film will be coming to downtown St. Pete on January 30th. It's presented by the Green Book of Tampa Bay, and it is at the Woodson African American Museum. It is not to be missed. We're going to be reporting on this. Jordan, our new correspondent, we'll be interviewing Sharon, so you will catch this on Radio St. Pete next week or late this week. Another great event to look forward to as we go forward into February is Local Shops One Valentine's theme pop-up on February 4th. You know, Local Shops does an incredible job here. They do the Shop-a-Palooza. This event will have paintings by Frederick Woods, cupcakes from Sweet Life Cupcakes, chocolates from Just Cause Chocolates, jewelry, vintage and jams, even get rescued. There's so much going on. So this is a fun event. You do need to RSVP on their social media. Also coming up this weekend is the Muse. The Muse Awards. Well, how can we say this? We have to just say that it is such a big deal. And this year's honorees are Beth Morian, the Dalí Museum, La Luca, you've heard them here on Radio St. Pete, fabulous band, Stacia Schrader, Tombolo Books, truly a treasure, and the Vitale Brothers, whose murals illuminate so many places downtown, including the Nueva Cantina. The event is this weekend. There are still some tickets. It's at Albert Whitted Field. There will be Colleen Cherry as their MC, art demonstrations from so many people, the Radix Collection, Samitra Chandratea, Essie Rhodes. VIP guests will enjoy a special performance by Ona Karai, and of course our buddies James Suggs, Mark Moultrop, Steve Wasson, and Gene Bolduc will be there. Muse 24 at the Albert Whitted Airport. Go to St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. You can get tickets there, and you can also get tickets online via their social. Tonight, there's so much going on. Sola has a tribute Wednesday night. If you haven't been to Wednesday Jazz at Sola, it's amazing. Tonight they're doing a tribute to Stevie Wonder. And last night was the Teacher of the Year finalist, 2024. We want to do a shout out to all of the people nominated, Deanna Barthel, Lisa Bitten, Sadra Bostick, Kristen Campbell, Karen David, Debbie Georgia Stein, Kristen Jennings, Gerard Madrenin, Naomi Middlebrooks, and Cole Pierce. It is what's an evening of excellence. It is put on by the directors of the Pinellas Education Foundation. We congratulate every single one of these finalists as well as the winner. You can find out more about the Evening of Excellence at eveningofexcellence.org, and you can watch it live and virtual today, even after the fact. So congrats to all the Teacher of the Year nominees. Radio St. Pete salutes you. So let's just rev our engines up, folks, because you'd better get your Grand Prix tickets. It's happening in March, and now is the time to do it. The VIP tickets are going, gone. GPSt.Pete.com is the place to go to reserve, and Radio St. Pete Insider will be bringing you an exclusive interview with local race car driver, one of the youngest, who's just kicked up another category, Nikita Johnson from Gulfport. So stay tuned for that. So Radio St. Pete listeners, remember to like us on Facebook, sign up for our newsletter, and get your running shoes on and enjoy the local fun in the sun. That's all for today. See you next week.
You're Nanette Weiser every Wednesday in the 8 o'clock and 12 noon hour with A Wednesday with Weiser.